hard to focus, just to persevere and just to make it. But everything that's within your grasp, you gotta take it, you gotta go hard and just dig deep inside you to find that method, that mode that wants that hunger to survive, just to ride the grind and take it the way you gotta take it and never stop.
I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. Can't no one stop me, yeah, bring it in. I came to win, yeah, I came to win.
What's up, everybody? This is Kyle Hunter, and welcome back to the Diagnosis Success Podcast. This is high-level conversation. We talk about motivation, inspiration, dedication, and we ain't got no time for bad energy, bad people. Like, that's a dub, right? We're not doing that on this side of town, so we just inspired, we motivated, and I'm happy that y'all back. I'm happy y'all listening to the podcast, y'all vibing with it, and the feedback's been really great, so that's dope. And if you benefit from the podcast in any way, if I inspire you, if I motivate you, then please, please, please definitely spread the word, let people know about it, and I appreciate all of you. So this is episode number 4. And what we're going to talk about on this particular episode is purpose, because someone had asked me the other day, they said, how do you find your purpose? Like, how did I find my purpose? And that's a really dope question. And not only is it a dope question, but it's a deep question, because it makes you think. Like, there's a lot of people in this world that don't know what their purpose is. And that's real talk. It's like, how do you find your purpose? And my response to that person was simple. I mean, well, I won't say it was simple, but it was rather direct. And that's, you don't find your purpose. Your purpose finds you. And I know that might go over a couple people's heads, but you're born with purpose, like clear as day. Like, you are born with a purpose. I don't feel that people are just placed on earth for no reason at all. Like, everyone has a purpose. And some people are blessed enough to actually identify what that is and fulfill it. And then some people, not so much. So in total transparency, I'm going to talk about my personal experience with purpose, what that actually looked like for me. How did I get started on that journey and that trajectory that took me to where I am today? So if anybody knows about my history, like, I grew up in Queens, New York. The period that I grew up in was coined the crack era. So if anybody knows about that, the crack era was the duration in time where narcotics were being flooded into minority communities. So we as minorities, essentially, we felt the brunt of that and what that felt like. And not only what it felt like, but what that looked like. And what it looked like was mass incarceration, violence, a lot of gang violence in our community. In addition to that, just a lot of substance abuse, which correlated with a lot of just a whole lot of other issues that we had in our communities at the time. And I remember it was interesting because growing up, my mom, she was a school teacher. So she would take me and my brother in the morning. We would walk through Baisley Park. And during that time, it was like a lot of, I didn't know what it was at the time, but they were just like all these different colors. They were like yellow, red, blue, orange. And they would like crackle under our sneakers as we walk into school. And my mom, we would ask her, like, what is that? Like, is that candy or whatever? Like, we didn't know what it was. And she would tell us, like, no. She was like, don't ever touch that. Like, it's bad. That's drugs and it's destroying people's lives. And we had no idea, like, at the time, like, of our environment. Like, you have instincts, so obviously you feel it innately. Like, you feel that something is wrong and something is bad, and that there are people in your community that are being impacted in a negative way, obviously, by this substance. But you don't know the totality of everything that's going on. And it was really bad. Like, it was bad times. It was challenging times. But one thing that our parents always did, they made sure that no matter the chaos that was going on outside of our house, they made sure that we had a firm understanding of who we were as individuals and why we should not succumb to those surroundings. So even though, like I tell people all the time, your current situation doesn't have to be your final destination. It's always a choice. It's always a choice. Even though it may not look like it, and things are bad, and things, you know, extremely bad, it's always a choice. And we always have an opportunity. So for us growing up, education was big within our household. So my mom being an educator, my dad being a veteran from the Air Force, and then later going on to be a business owner. My mom, she was also an evangelist. She was very active in the church. So inside, internally, the household that we grew up in had a lot of structure and a lot of guidance. So our parents would always challenge us, like, to excel. So academics was a big thing, like going to school. And my mom, she later went to Harvard University and got her master's degree. Like, education was always, like, just a focal point. So we knew growing up that we had to excel and do well. Like, just to settle and be subpar was not acceptable. So as we began to, like, navigate life, going to school, dealing with different things in the community, obviously it was a gang component, gang violence, all these different things as we're navigating. And then on top of that, you got to look at it like this too. We also had to deal with the racist component too growing up for us. So we're in a community that's primarily minorities, but we're being policed by some people who were just flat out racist. So we dealt with, like, I remember the first BMW that I bought, because I always loved BMWs. But I remember I was still living in the hood with a BMW. So I would constantly get pulled over, constantly getting racially profiled because you're a black man with a nice car. And living in South Jamaica, Queens, predominantly having a nice car and being black, they automatically assume that you're a drug dealer. So I would get pulled over all the time, getting pulled over with the assumption, is any drugs in the car? How'd you get this car? Like, all types of crazy questions that we had to deal with. So going through that, I pretty much, like, you develop thick skin, because now, like, your mode is like survival. And not only is it survival, but it's like, I have to get out of this. Like, I can't stay here. Like, I have to get out of this. And not only do I have to get out, but I want to make sure that when I get out, I'm able to reach back and help other people too. So within all of this, like, there's purpose, right? So for me, I always was a creative individual. Like, I always loved to, like, draw, and I love music. Like, those are my two things. So I was always drawing comic books, superheroes, whatever, cartoons, building structures, everything like that. And also doing music at the same time. Like, I love freestyling. I love poetry. I love rap. Like, growing up, Tupac was one of my favorite artists. Nas, just a lot of different musicians. So what ended up happening was, because all this ties into the question that was posed to me, purpose and the trajectory for my life. So there's a school known as Cooper Union. And Cooper Union is based in the city in New York. And they're predominantly known for, like, architecture and things like that. So what happened with me was, I had got, like, a summer look to go to Cooper Union that had the possibility to lead into a full-blown scholarship, right? But the summer component of it was a filler. So the filler was just to see how I performed, and I did not perform well at all. Because basically, my mentality wasn't there. Like, I really didn't care enough about it, like architecture and all that stuff. Like, I just wanted to do music. So it was bad, man. Like, I was coming to school late. Like, and then what made it even worse, there was a record shop right up the block from the school. So it's like, I would make it in time, but then, like, as soon as I get on the block and I know I'm supposed to go to the school, but I'm like, yo, this new Tupac record just came out, man. I need to go listen to that. Like, I need that. Like, school will be there. So I go in there, I'm listening. The next thing I know, I'm late. I'm coming in class late. And back then we had CD Walkmans. I'm blasting my Walkman. I got Tupac and Me Against the World. The teacher's looking at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, this ain't gonna work, man. And it didn't. Like, they were like, all right, this isn't working, sir. And thank you for your time. So after that, didn't work out. My mom, she was disappointed because obviously she was big on education. But circling back to purpose, it put me on a trajectory to really focus on music more so, because now I wasn't in that environment to do architecture and all those different things. So I focused my time and my efforts on music, and it actually put the trajectory for my life in that direction, which opened up so many other doors musically and professionally for me. So when we talk about purpose, purpose finds you, but sometimes you just know innately what it is. And for anyone out there that's struggling with purpose and trying to figure out what that looks like or what that is for them, because you might be young or you might be up in age now and you just kind of feel like you're just existing and like, all right, you might have a job that you hate and your boss is a jerk and you don't make a lot of money and you just feel like you're like Bill Murray in Groundhog's Day, like just going on a cycle every day of the same thing and nothing's changing. So how do you break that cycle and how do you find purpose within that, right? And I think that the main thing is that it's innate. So I would say, like, number one, try to take a close look at like what you're passionate about, because I think that at the bare minimum, everybody has something that they're passionate about, whether it's you love to cook or whether it's you love to clean, whatever it is, everybody has something. There's something in their life that's just a bright spot for them and they feel just good about it. So I would say that's the perfect starting point is, what do you feel good about? And that's not something that's like, that you would take lightly or like that you would just try to rush through. Like, I would suggest taking some time to actually sit with that and think about that. Like, what do you actually deep down inside feel good about? Like, what makes you excited? What makes you feel good? Like, that's important, because that's the starting point when you're looking at purpose. Like, people that walk in purpose, like, they feel like illuminated, like they feel great about what they're doing. Like, when I do music, when I've always done music, I've always felt amazing. Or like, if I anything within a creative space, I would say. So like, even like when I was drawing, I loved it. Like, I felt amazing. Or public speaking, like I love to teach, I love to speak and help people, and not only that, but speak with conviction and to actually help people. Like, that's part of what I love to do. So I would say that's a component of it. Like, what makes you feel good and what are you good at? Like, when you can marry those two, that's when you're in alignment and that's when you're really walking with purpose. Like, all right, this is what I should be doing. Like, I met plenty of people when I go to like different events and stuff like that. And like the conversation is always different with people walking in purpose. Always different. The type of time that they on is totally different. Like, they speak with authority. They speak with conviction. They speak with passion because they're passionate about what they're doing. And it's like, oh, I love it. I just did this today and I'm going to do this tomorrow. And it's always excitement. It's always a sense of feeling like they're being fulfilled. And on the flip side, I know people that's not walking in purpose because they sound like it too. They sound drained. They sound miserable. Like, ah, man, I hate it here. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they're not in alignment. Like, they're surviving, but they're not thriving. And there's a clear difference. And that's why I always circle back to say, this is high level conversation. This is high level conversation. No matter where you're at in life, you can always change the trajectory. You don't have to stay a slave to your situation. You don't. Like, you have the ability to actually change that just with your mind, mentally. Like, the mind is such a powerful thing. Like, if you feel like in this very moment, at this very second, that you're not walking within your purpose and that you're not feeling fulfilled, you feel miserable, you feel like every day is just going through the cycle, or maybe not necessarily miserable, but you just feel like you should be doing more, because that's purpose knocking at your door. It's like tugging at your spirit. Like, you should be doing more. Like, your life is more than this. Like, you shouldn't just be existing. Like, there's more to you. There's more to your life. There's more to your existence. So that's what purpose looks like. And that's not only what it looks like, but that's what it feels like. It feels like you should be doing something that you're not doing. And once you do it, then you feel like it doesn't stop there, because once you find your purpose, now it just changes. So it's no longer a feeling of you feel like you're not doing something you should be doing. Now you feel like you're doing what you should be doing. Now you need to be doing more of it. So that's the flip side of purpose, like living with purpose and walking in purpose. And once you're in alignment with that, I find like things start to come together more so. And that's not to say that you won't be presented with challenges, because we all face challenges. And that's just such as life. It's like nothing is perfect. Nothing is given. Nothing is ever handed to us. It's like, that's just a journey. And I remember in the beginning, I would feel challenged, like just growing up where I grew up, because anybody that grew up in a tough neighborhood, you know that nothing is given. Nothing is handed. Everything is earned. And whether that be just trying to exist, like just trying to go to the corner store. I remember that was a big deal. Remember one time playing ball in the park, want to go to the corner store, come back, car pulls up, takes a dead body out the car, throws it down and peels off. Like, but nobody said anything, because that's just like every day in the hood. That's just like natural. Like there's no shock value in it anymore, because everybody becomes numb to it. And that's life. Like, you survive. It's like, you just, all you know is that you got to boss up and you got to get out of that. And you can't stay there. You can't. Because if you stay there, you're going to be a victim or you're going to be a statistic. That's it. So it's like, it's dog eat dog. We in the jungle. Who going to survive? Who going to make it out? So within that, making it out falls back to purpose. What's your purpose? How can you get out of that? How can you survive? What does that look like for you? Purpose, like walking in purpose, talking with purpose. And even if, I'm going to tell y'all this, because this is high level conversation. Now we taking it up a notch. Even if you don't know what your purpose is, that still should not deter you from at least speaking it, right? Because our words have power at the same time. So instead of walking around saying all the time, I don't know what my purpose is, what you're doing is you're reaffirming that, because you're speaking that into the universe, because your words have power. So you keep affirming that you're in a constant state of lack, as opposed to reaffirming the positive and setting yourself on a positive trajectory to actually get in alignment with your purpose. And that's real talk within itself. Like, your words have power. So speak with authority, talk with authority. Make sure that the words that you're putting out there are going to return to you in a positive way. It's kind of like putting your money in a high yielding savings account, right? You want to make sure that what you're putting out there comes back to you with interest. And that's what happens with our words, and we're not cognizant of that. Your words always come back to you with interest. Believe that. If you say to somebody, yo, what's up? Let's get it popping. Well, they going to come back with interest, like, let's get it popping. And y'all going to be fighting, and somebody going to be laid out on the ground, right? If you speak to someone and say, hey, guess what? I got this idea. I want to leverage this company. I think we can scale it to $5 million. that person gonna come back to you with some money talk too and say, you know what, I think you're right, let's build on it, because your words are coming back to you with interest. So that's the reality of it. It's like at the end of the day, you got to make sure that the words that you are putting in the universe are actually positive. The words are powerful. The words are impactful. So for everyone out there who's looking for their purpose, that doesn't know what their purpose is and doesn't know where to start, start with your words. Start with your mentality. You understand what I'm saying to you? If you could change your mentality, you could change your life. And that's a fact. Change your mentality, you could change your life. You think positive, you're going to speak positive. You speak positive, then those positive seeds you plant out there are going to come back to you. So always do that. Always focus. Don't focus on the negative. And if you don't know your purpose, guess what? It's not the end of the world. You're still here. You're still alive. You still got fight in you. You got another day that you can make it and do what you got to do. So don't be discouraged. I tell people that all the time. Don't let it deter you from actually getting back on track. Everybody has purpose, and you're going to find out what yours is too. So I thought that'd be pretty dope just for me to kind of talk about my journey a little bit and how I got to where I am. And like I said, at the end of the day, I did not grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. I had a very, very, very rugged upbringing, and the things that I saw within my own community and the things that we had to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And I'm pretty sure the same for a lot of you too. A lot of y'all went through the same thing, just trying to make it. But the reality is, guess what? It's a plot twist. You made it. You wasn't a statistic. You're not incarcerated. Like, you made it. Wherever you are right now, you made it. Now, you might not necessarily be ideally where you feel that you should be, but you made it. So now the goal is to actually just get that purpose, walk in that purpose. All the people out there that found their purpose, pay it forward. Don't just kind of just, you know, take the victory lap and be like, yo, I'm good. I'm out here. You see me. Like, that's not cool. Like, you got to pay it forward. So if you see people around you that's struggling, people in your inner circle that you actually genuinely care about, because we always talk about assessing your circle, right? We talk about the AYC. However, once we assess our circle and we elevate ourselves mentally, because we always talk about basically high level conversation, because that's what we do. That's what we preach. We teach. We live it as we give it. So you got to pay it forward. People that's within your circle, after you assess it, help them. Show them a better way. Show them that you're there for them the same way that other people are there for you. That's what we got to do. We got to pay it forward in all situations. So I definitely, definitely, definitely appreciate y'all for listening. This was episode 4 of the Diagnosis Success Podcast, and just breaking down purpose, what that looks like, that feels like, that good energy. And I'm confident that all of you, even those of you that haven't found your purpose, that you will find your purpose. And if you haven't found it yet, then my purpose is to help you find your purpose, and you will. So shout out to all of y'all. Diagnosis Success Podcast, high level conversation. Tell a friend to tell a friend. So much that it seems wrong. Never gonna lose, that's my theme song. I'm just a kid in the jeans on. Back to reality, ain't no one bad as me. See, they be doubting, but I keep on actually pushing. Not giving up, that's how I give it up. Pushing.